to this statement about the corruption of man, and we're talking about regeneration, the work of the Spirit of God. But first, we have to understand our state in Adam, our total depravity, and its effects, and also the application of redemption obtained by Christ through the sovereign working of the Holy Spirit. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, and actually a letter of correction, but yet in that letter of correction, he writes and states the following. In 2 Corinthians 3, he says, "You are our epistles written on in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, or a letter of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart." And then down to verse 6, "who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." And then on to verse 17, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Think about that one. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as it is in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." I love that statement. That the work of the Holy Spirit is to change us into the image of Jesus Christ, and that is a process. We are being changed to become more like Jesus. And that is a glorious thing, to become more like Jesus. This article speaks about regeneration, but notice it's focusing on the charge by those who oppose the biblical doctrine of salvation, that is, salvations of the Lord. And here's their charge. The charge is that teaching that God is sovereign, that it's the act of grace of God that we understand the Bible to teach, we're saved by this sovereign act of grace of God, it causes men to be indifferent and passive, nothing more than stocks of wood and blocks of stone. That was the charge. Well, if you really believe that it's God who does the saving, and then we're just nothing more than a piece of wood, piece of stone, and you know, God is the one, and so we really can't do anything, and so we don't do anything. And the answer to that is actually fivefold through our answer there. Number one, man remains a creature. He's human at the fall. He is created in the image of God, and that includes the mind and the will. At the fall, that wasn't taken away. We are still created in the image of God. We still have a mind. We still have a will, but we are also depraved and spiritually dead, and we must take that into account. The problem is we tend to twist the truth to our own liking, and with our wills, pursue what delights us at that moment, which is a sinful delight. In other words, we will to sin freely. Does that make sense? Man in Adam exercises his will to based on what delights him the most at that time. And the delight of his heart is what? Only evil all the time. And so he chooses, or she chooses, what is evil. So the exercise of the will, but the will freely sins. However, on the other side, regeneration, that desire, that affection of the heart, affects the will toward God and his revealed will and pleasure. In other words, with regeneration, there's a different affection. My affection is not on me anymore, but it's on Jesus. I love Jesus more than me. He's more important than me. It's all about him. My goal in life is to make Jesus famous and not make myself famous. What did John the Baptist say? I must decrease and he must increase. That is the cry of a regenerate heart. I love the Lord and I want to do what is pleasing to the Lord. And what affects me the most is when I realize that I've sinned against him. I've offended him and it breaks my heart. This is the work of the Spirit of God. So now we have free wills. Our wills are free. A true Christian is truly free. One of the ways that we see that is that when we sin, we know and oppose it. We struggle. Paul in Romans chapter 7 speaks about that struggle, does he not? The evidence that he was regenerate is the struggle that he had when the law came and said, thou shalt not covet. And Paul said, I struggle with that. Sin revived in my flesh, and there's a war that's going on, and I do the things that I don't want to do, and all of this is going, and I can't overcome it in my own strength. Who could deliver me from this body of death with this sin in my members? And then he says what? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. And so here is that struggle again against the exercise of our free wills, wills that are freed, and that is to serve and glorify God, even when we fall and fail. We believe in the active, sovereign grace of God, and that moves us to respond in thankfulness rather than becoming just blocks of wood and stone. We praise the Lord and we live for him. Amen.